Lesson 19. God rejects Saul. To obey is better than sacrifice. Our aim: to show that God requires complete obedience to all his commands. Saul suddenly found himself chosen to be the first king in Israel, ruling over God's people. Now that he was king, he must show himself worthy. This lesson shows us in two incidents how Saul treated God's word lightly, and Samuel had to tell him that since he had rejected God, God rejected him. King Saul takes up his duties. It was not long before Saul realized that he would have to leave his father's house and lead God's people into battle against their enemies. As captain over the army of Israel, Saul began well and led the people to victory. It was not long before it became easy to see that Saul was not a man of faith like the captains before him, for example, Joshua, Barak, Gideon, etc. He did not seem to realize that his army was God's army, and God would give the victory, if only he would obey him and trust him. Once Samuel told Saul to wait for him at Gilgal 7 days, Samuel was going to come and offer sacrifices to God on behalf of the people before the battle. The Philistines had amassed a huge army to fight Israel, and the people were afraid. Many of them ran off to hide in caves and thickets. On the 7th day, Samuel had not come, and Saul was getting impatient. He wanted to gather his army and join battle with the enemy before they overwhelmed him. So Saul decided to offer the sacrifices himself, which he had no right to do. Just then, Samuel came. Samuel was very angry when he saw that Saul had disobeyed. "Thou hast done foolishly," Samuel said. "Now thy kingdom shall not continue." God would not establish the kingdom in the family of Saul, but would look for a man after his own heart to be captain over his people. Later, that is just what happened. The Amalekites must be destroyed. Samuel continued to try and teach Saul the simple lesson of listening carefully and obeying. "Yahweh sent me to anoint thee king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of Yahweh." About 400 years earlier, the Amalekites had cruelly and cowardly attacked the children of Israel as they struggled across the wilderness on their way to Sinai. God had never forgotten this. "I remember that which Amalek did to Israel," were God's words to Saul. "Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not." Here was Saul's chance to show that he could be a faithful king by obeying clear instructions from God. Saul did not hesitate. Off he went to gather his army and march against the Amalekites. The attack was successful, and Saul utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword, except Agag, the king of the Amalekites, who was taken alive. They kept the best of the sheep, oxen and lambs as well, and utterly destroyed the rest. Well, what had Saul done wrong? He had not passed the test. He had not utterly destroyed the Amalekites. He had spared some. Saul fails to obey. When Samuel arrived on the scene the next morning and saw the animals, he was very angry and demanded of Saul what this meant. "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Saul was surprised. He thought he had done just what God had wanted. Of course, the animals were there, but Saul blamed the people for that. "The people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice unto Yahweh thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed." Saul had not understood at all how important it was to do exactly what God says. God had said, "Spare them not." When Saul had been little in his own eyes, Samuel reminded him, God had anointed him to be king over Israel. Then God had given him a task: go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, until they be consumed. Saul argued that he had done the right thing, but the people had saved some of the animals simply because they wanted to sacrifice them to God. However, as leader of the people, it was his responsibility to obey God. Hath Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. God does not want sacrifices from those who are rebellious at heart and who disobey his commands. He wants the obedience of a true and honest heart. Samuel was very distressed and angry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. As for Agag, king of the Amalekites, whom Saul had spared, Samuel himself hewed Agag in pieces. God rejects Saul. From this time forward, God was not with Saul, and Samuel would have nothing more to do with him. The faithful prophet was very sad that Saul had not shown the qualities of faith and obedience that God required in a king. But Saul had done what was right in his own eyes and had not obeyed God. The lesson for us: God always means exactly what he says. When he gives a command, he expects it to be carried out completely. When he said, "Utterly destroy and spare not," he meant just that. Unfortunately, we are often very much like Saul. It is not good enough to obey some of God's laws and think others are not quite so important. Like Saul, we must learn that complete obedience is what God requires. We need to be honest, because God knows just what we are thinking. How important it is to remember these words: "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." If we learn to be obedient to our parents, then when we grow to be men and women, we will understand that we must obey our Heavenly Father in everything. Additional notes. Samuel told Saul that God had rejected him from being king. Slowly, Saul began to see what he had done wrong. He confessed that he had sinned, but asked Samuel to forgive him and come with him to worship God. Samuel refused because he knew that Saul had his heart not changed at all. As he turned to go away, Saul caught hold of his robe and it tore. "Yahweh hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day," Samuel said to him, "and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou." Saul liked being king and did not want to be ashamed in front of the people. He felt very sorry for himself, but what God wanted was a change of heart. Though he remained as king for some time, God was no longer helping him. God had found a man after his own heart and sent Samuel to Bethlehem to anoint David, the youngest son of Jesse, to be the future king in Saul's place.